of this recording, Arkansas 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in New North Square near Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket and picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. When Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis, almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. When I was studying for my master's degree, I got to travel to my first national conference in Portland, Oregon. This was the furthest I'd ever been away from home, and it was my first time at the Pacific Northwest. I was really excited to go, but also nervous to be traveling so far to present my research. When I arrived, I had a poster to present, and it was my first poster presentation. There were probably 300 other students also presenting their work, and we had to stand by our posters and wait for judges to come by to speak to us and other students as well. Obviously, I was a little nervous, so I had several people come by to speak to me and ask me questions about my research. I have my spiel all set up and ready to go, but I was not prepared for a couple of questions that were asked of me. I had some other students approach me, and we were discussing my research, and they asked where I was from. I said, "I'm from Fayetteville, Arkansas, University of Arkansas." They said, "Wow, how did you get here?" I was like, "Well, I flew." And they're like, "Wow, that's so amazing. I didn't know there were airports in Arkansas." And I said, "Well, of course there are airports in Arkansas. And in fact, I even wore shoes to attend this conference." So that was just a lighthearted joke that I thought was funny, and definitely the first time that question had been posed to me.